Thank you and good morning. The Eureka Police Department has named the four officers who fired shots during a downtown shootout last Tuesday night that sent 26-year-old Clayton Lisinski to the hospital with a gunshot wound. The officers were involved in a foot pursuit with Lisinski, who was armed with a handgun, and the shots were fired at the intersection of 5th and B Streets in Eureka. A press release from EPD says the names of the officers were initially withheld due to threats, and Chief Andy Mills has named Ron Harpum, Abraham Jansen, Stephen Linfoot, and Dustin Nance as the officers who fired at Lisinski. The department has opened an internal investigation, and the County Critical Incident Response Team is investigating the shooting as well. Those findings will be turned over to the district attorney for consideration. The sheriff's office has identified 20-year-old Tyson Claros as the victim of a suspected homicide in Manila early yesterday morning. Deputies responded to a report of an armed robbery at around 2:15 and found Claros lying in the middle of Highway 255 at Peninsula Drive and Pacific Avenue, having suffered multiple gunshot wounds. Claros was later pronounced dead at the hospital, and the sheriff's office has opened an investigation. No details surrounding the events that led to the shooting have been released, and no suspects have been identified. The killing of Claros brings the number of homicides reported in the county this year to 21. Eureka Police have a suspicious death. Jordan Christmas has more.
The Eureka Police Department is investigating the death of an 18-year-old woman whose body was found at a residence in the 300 block of P Street in Eureka on Friday. Roommates of the victim found the body inside of the residence, which houses more than 20 people, and Eureka officers, along with investigators from the county DA's office, responded to the area and determined that the death was suspicious in nature. On Monday, the victim was identified as 18-year-old Janika Lee Sawazo.
Thank you, Jordan. Mendocino County investigators got an assist from San Diego law enforcement when they located and arrested 28-year-old Abdirahman Mohammed, a man wanted in connection with the murder of Jeff Settler in November. Mendocino County detectives traveled to San Diego last week to interview Mohammed, who was named only as the suspect Richie. He's the third suspect connected to Settler's murder to be contacted by detectives. Two others, Gary Fitzgerald and Zach Wooster, have been booked for murder and remain in jail with no bail, while three other suspects remain at large. The full cleanup of mud, rocks, and other debris that rolled onto Highway 101 at Piercy over the weekend won't be fully cleared until the end of the month, according to Caltrans. The freeway remains closed in both directions at the location, and motorists have been diverted onto Route 271 to get around the slide area. Expect to add 10 minutes to your trip because of that detour. To the east, Highway 299 is fully closed once again due to a rock and mudslide in Trinity County near Big French Creek. The slide came down across the roadway yesterday and caused considerable damage. It's unclear when the roadway will be open to through traffic, and motorists will need to take an alternate route. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Board of Supervisors meets today, and they will honor the passing of Leo Sears, a retired county employee and government watchdog who passed away last week. The board is expected to approve the implementation of a $5 monthly fee for non-exempt mobile home space renters to provide the necessary funding to implement Measure V, the local mobile home rent control initiative passed by voters last month. The supervisors will also hear an annual presentation from State Assemblymember Jim Wood, and the board will approve a letter of support for the Harbor District as it pursues grant funding for the cleanup of a brownfield site at Marine Terminal 2. Harbor commissioners want to rehabilitate the 70-acre site of the former pulp mill so that it can be used for further redevelopment projects, including expanded aquaculture and energy research efforts. The board is also expected to approve two building-related items, one, a budget transfer of $55,000 to be used for lead and asbestos abatement at the Ferndale Veterans Hall, and to issue bids for the seismic retrofit of the Eureka Veterans Hall. The supervisors will also certify the results of the November 8th election, hear a presentation and update from Humboldt Creamery, as well as a presentation on groundwater and the Eel River. The board will also issue a certificate of recognition for senior planner Sybil Emmett, who was invited to speak and make a presentation at the Binational Conference on Forest and Wildland Fire Prevention in Santiago, Chile last month. Emmett attended the conference along with the director of CAL FIRE and CAL OES. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information,